بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونصلي على رسوله الله سبحانه وتعالى One of his attributes is Aleem. Allah is Aleem, the all-knowing, the one with ilm. So the first thing we need to understand is ilm is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to acquire ilm. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the ranks of those people who strive and acquire ilm and become members of that group which is known as Ahlul Ilm. من خرج في تلم العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. One who leaves his home in search for knowledge, in quest for knowledge, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ The ulama, the people of ilm, are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And what do they inherit from the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? They inherit ilm. The anbiya don't leave behind pounds and dollars, dirhams and dinars. They leave behind ilm. Ilm is the legacy of the anbiya. So, all you students need to understand that you are valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't feel inferior to others. Don't feel that, oh, I am studying in a small madrasa, I'm becoming a hafiz, I'm learning Urdu, I'm learning Arabic, I'm studying hadith and tafsir, and other people are doing MAs and PhDs and engineering and architecture, medicine, law. Alhamdulillah, those people who are doing law, who are doing medicine, who are doing architecture, these sciences are also required and they are also necessary. But all the sciences are useful up to the qabr, up to the grave. Once you go in the grave, the expertise of architecture, the expertise of engineering, the expertise of law, expertise of medicine will not be useful. In the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on Pul Sirat, in Jannat, in Jahannam, the sciences that you are studying, they will be with you, they will support you, help you up to the grave, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on Pul Sirat. And this science these sciences, these ulum will take you in Jannah forever and ever. And after you are granted entry into Jannah, from amongst those people who will enter Jannah, Allah will honor you more in Jannah also. So we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not feel it burdensome to be in the madrasa. We should be happy. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for choosing us. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, Radina qismat al-jabbari fina. Lana ilmun wadil juhale malu. فإن العلم يفنى عن قريب وإن العلم باق لا يزال. Two couplets. He says, رضينا قسمة الجبار فينا. We have become happy with the distribution of Jabbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave certain people wealth, but not ilm. And he gave us ilm but not wealth. This is the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a person with ilm. Morana is a person with ilm, but he is not wealthy. He has sufficient to maintain himself in this world. So he is not in need of anybody as far as the material aspect is concerned, but he is not wealthy. He can look after himself, he will not be able to support others. He will be able to look after himself and his family. He is not in need of any, he will not be able to support others, and he is also not in need of somebody that he has to go out begging. And you have a person, very wealthy person, so Allah has granted Maulana ilm but not wealth. And He has granted the wealthy person lot of wealth but not ilm. So Ali radiallahu anhu says, I'm very happy with this distribution. That He has not chosen me for wealth, instead He has chosen me for ilm. And the other person, He has chosen him for wealth but He has deprived him of ilm. And Maulana does not have excessive wealth. But as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give the people of ilm excessive wealth, but He gives them enough whereby they do not have to bow down to somebody, where they do not have to stretch their hand out to somebody, where they do not have to beg. But as far as the wealthy people are concerned, Allah gives them a lot of wealth, and He does not give them sufficient ilm whereby they are able to stay independent of the ulama. So an alim is not so wealthy, he has lot of knowledge, he is not so wealthy, but Allah gives him enough wealth whereby he remains independent, so he does not have to bow down to anybody. But He gives wealthy people wealth, but not enough ilm so that they can remain independent from the ulama. No, they have to come to the ulama. رَضِيْنَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِيْنَا لَنَا إِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَالِ مَالُ. We are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given us wealth, He has given us knowledge, ilm, and not wealth. And the other is wealth but not ilm. Why am I happy with this distribution? فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ. Because the wealth will perish very soon. Sometimes the wealth perishes whilst the person is alive. You see so many people bankrupt. So many bankrupt people, you see. Or he will go away and leave wealth behind him. Wealth does not go in the grave. وَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ بَاكِنْ لَا يَزَالُ. Ilm will remain with the person of ilm forever and ever. You can snatch my watch away, you can snatch my spectacles away, you can snatch my money away, my mobile away, but you cannot snatch away the ilm I have. Whatever little ilm that we have, nobody can snatch away the ilm.
We have to look after the wealth, and the ilm looks after us. How does ilm look after us? We have to look after the wealth. Many people can't sleep because of wealth. Many people feel in a lot of danger because of wealth. They have to remain with security on that. Even if they go to the shopping center, they have to have bodyguards because of wealth. So you have to look after the wealth, you have to look after yourself if you are wealthy. But the people of ilm looks after them. Ilm will look after them on the day of Qiyamah. Through the barakah of ilm, Allah will grant them easy reckoning. Ilm will look after them on the pul sirat. Through the barakah of ilm, they will pass like the with the speed of lightning. When they will go in Jannah, the people of Jannah, they will see honour with high regard. So ilm will look after us there as well. In the qabr, ilm will look after us. In this world also. An alim enters a room where everybody is sitting on their sofa, at least one person will stand up for him and say, Maulana, please come here. Ilm is looking after him. So the wealthy person has to look after the wealth. Ilm looks after us, we don't have to look after the ilm. And if you spend wealth, it decreases. If you spend ilm, it increases. The more you teach people, the more you propagate deen, the more you talk about deen, deen is ilm, ilm is deen, the more your ilm increases. But if a person has $1,000, he goes into the shop and he buys something worth $200, now he is only left with $800. And if he spends another 100, he is left with $700. And if he spends another 200, he is left with $500. When you spend wealth, it decreases. When you spend ilm, it increases. So before I leave from here, I want to see smiles of pride on your faces. You should feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen each and every one of us for a great, great status. And not that you will acquire this status after you acquire ilm. That will be a very great status. You already have a status. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَذَوْ وَجْنِهَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْإِلْمِ. You already have a status. When you walk in, the malaika, they spread their wings. And you walk on the wings of the malaika. So feel happy. Don't let shaitan bring negative thoughts in your mind. You have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ilm. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put these thoughts in your mind. I want to become a hafiz, I want to become a maulana. Your parents have supported you. Then yes, beta, go. I will look after you. So ilm is very, very precious. If ilm is precious, then the person with ilm will become precious. But to so many people, wealth is precious. So if this person is wealthy and this person is not wealthy, we look at him with respect and we don't look at him with respect, because to us wealth is precious. And because he has wealth, he is precious. He doesn't have wealth, so in our eyes he is not precious. So in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm is precious. In the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ilm is precious. In the eyes of the malaika, ilm is precious. In the eyes of the messengers, the Rasul, the Ambiya, ilm is precious. In the eyes of the awliya, ilm is precious. So those people who acquire ilm and who become the people of ilm, they become precious in the eyes of Allah, His Rasul, the other messengers, the awliya, the sahaba, the angel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you on the right path. Now what do you need to do? If ilm is precious, then you need to acquire as much ilm as possible. Much ilm as possible. To some people, wealth is very precious. So we have one person here who holds wealth more dearer than this person. Both of them hold wealth dearer, but this person holds more dearer than this person. So he will work for 8 hours and he will work for 6 hours because he wants to acquire more.
So create this zeal in your heart that I want even to be the most dear to me from amongst all the students of Dawatul Iman. So if everybody is spending 8 hours, I want to spend 9 hours because I want to become more wealthy as far as ilm is concerned. Because ilm is a respectable entity, and when something is respectable, you have to work hard to acquire it. الْإِلْمُ شَحِيُّهُ لَا يُوْتِيكَ بَعْدَهُ حَتَّى تُوْتِيَهُ كُلَّهُ. Ilm will not give you a little part of it until you give everything to ilm. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, there are no sacrifices. You get good breakfast, good lunch, tea on time, with probably biscuits and cakes as well. And you get food on time. You are given good shelter. Maybe some of you return home in the comforts of your home. In the olden times, people used to remain hungry. One muhaddith says that I became a traveler for ilm, and I knew nobody where I was acquiring ilm, and I was left with no money. One day passed, second day passed, without any food, only drinking water. And he said, in order to console myself, I used to go to the bakery, and I would just smell the smell of the bread and satisfy myself, just by smelling. But I did not leave the acquisition of it. This is the sacrifice they give. Allah does not demand these sacrifices from us. So give everything to Him. Give everything to Him. And acquire the words of ilm and also the nur of ilm. The person who will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will follow the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through maslun duas, through maslun azkar, who will respect the teachers, who will respect the rules and regulations of the madrasa, who will respect the books, who will respect his fellow classmates, and who will turn to Allah and say to Him, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, oh my Rabb, increase me in knowledge, increase me in knowledge, increase me in knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the knowledge of the word, the information, and Allah will grant him the noor of ilm, the light of ilm, as a result of which he will be able to practice everything that he learns. So that is what we need from Dawatul Iman, practicing ulama, strong in ilm, firm in ilm. So when they speak with basirah, they speak with insight, they speak with farsightedness. Without any hesitation, they know what is haq and what is batil. They can differentiate. And without any fear, they are able to speak. And because they also have taqwa, they also practice. They will feel the strength of the backing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. So we need ulama who will be very strong and firm in their knowledge, who will be practicing ulama, and who will become dynamic ulama, who will have the zeal to pass on these beautiful teachings to each and every human living on the surface of this earth. Whether they are able to or not, that is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that is the zeal they will have. I want to pass this knowledge, these beautiful teachings to each and every human living on the surface of this earth. Not only Muslims, every human. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include you amongst the ulama-i rabbaniyin who will safeguard the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all the needs of this madrasa, material need, spiritual need, external need, internal need. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase this madrasa, the staff and the students, in all the resources that are required to run this madrasa and make it reach success. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me also through the barakah of the gathering of the ulama and the students of this madrasa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard the whole ummah from destruction in this world and also in the hereafter. I request all of you, my dear students, you are very dear in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not disobey him. Do not do anything that will displease Allah. If you do, then very quickly turn to him and say, oh Allah, made a mistake for me. And work very hard. And please make dua for me. That may Allah forgive my sin. May Allah keep me on the straight path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to use me for his deen. And whenever I depart, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me depart with husn khatima, with bilayat, with maqam siddiqiyya. Make dua for my parents, for all my associates, for the whole ummah, for the Islamic Dawah Academy. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه